From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
NVIDIA is good for nothing else apart from just eye-watering numbers, isn't it? I mean, they're just gobsmacking.
Extraordinary numbers, really, in some cases. So after we spoke yesterday, NVIDIA released its quarterly results. So they've had an interesting overnight trading response to this and a massive amount of interest going into the result. I mean, it's seen as being an important barometer of what's happening in the AI space. That whole AI space has been very volatile recently and lots of speculation around what's going to happen with demand, how a company is going to get a return on these crazy levels of CapEx. Well, remember that NVIDIA is selling the kit, it's selling the hardware. So in after hours trading straight after the release, the share price rallied, so it went up. Then it settled sort of flat, but it's turned around overnight and it's weaker. But this is in the face of what was a great result. The result was strong, which would seem to allay some of the short-term concerns in the whole AI space. But they reported a massive increase in profit, record sales in the fourth quarter, net income $43 billion, sales of $68.1 billion, all these measures beating market consensus estimates. It's all about data center hardware. That is over 90% of the revenue. It does seem, though, Mike, that the market is not expecting great results. It's expecting spectacular results. I mean, this was a dead set great outcome. Gross margins. I mean, Mike, we're talking about a business here that's got sales of almost $70 billion a quarter. Gross margins for this business are at 75%. That is extraordinary. They actually see their revenue lifting further in the first quarter of the new year to, you know, getting close to $80 billion. And Jason Huang said, computing demand is growing exponentially. Yeah. But here's the thing, overnight, share price down 4.25%. So this is a classic case of the old share market adage, Mike, of buy the rumour, sell the fact.
And then we come to Air New Zealand.
Oh, unfortunately, I speak from great experience because I'm one of the very, very frequent flyers on Air New Zealand. So, look, we've spoken a few times this week, Mike, about increased revenue but lower profits. Well, here we go again. First half loss before tax, $59 million after tax, $40 million loss. Look, from their announcement, Mike, it's a result of global engine maintenance delays, which is true, slower than expected recovery in domestic demand, increasing aviation system costs, that'd be landing charges, and a weaker New Zealand dollar. Look, there are definitely external factors, particularly issues here with the engines and the planes, but this loss is quite a bit bigger than what the market was expecting. And they told us that in October. And they gave a range of 30 to 55 million. It's come in not just at the top of that range, but out the other side of that range. This is despite total revenue increasing 2.2% to 3.4 billion. And if you look inside this, Mike, the premium cabin is growing faster than the economy cabin. People want to spend money, don't they? Look, fuel prices were higher than they thought, but looking forward, there's no real improvement. The second half outlook is for a loss before tax as well, in line with or modestly below the first half result. You're going to end up with a year loss of, you know, it will potentially be well over $100 million. Still uncertainty around timing of aircraft return. The board has initiated a strategic review. I think, are you talking to the CEO?
Yes, 7:30.
Yep. So it looks like he got this directive before he'd even gotten the job. And this comment in there, which I think a lot of people will be quite worried about around the country, that regional flyers, that the statement, the trajectory of further cost increases place additional pressure on, amongst other things, the sustainability of regional connectivity. So I think people will be quite worried about
that. We'll need to talk to the Prime Minister about that on Monday as well. Business outlook, so it's down a bit, but we're still elevated. We're still feeling okay.
That's right. So it's pulling back. It looks like generally we all took a little bit of a breather in January because we've seen this in other numbers as well. So headline business confidence fell 5 points, still very strong at 59. Own activity outlook up from 51.6 to 52.6. Past own activity, that fell a little bit. Construction notably weaker there. The RBNZ will take some comfort from the number of firms that are looking to raise prices has actually fallen. Big pullback in enthusiasm in residential building, 58.8 to 41.4. Cost expectations are still high. It looks like maybe that change in interest rate expectations that we saw after the RBNZ MPS in November, looks like that might have had an impact. But we're going okay, but we do want to see a resurgence in sort of inactivity through February and March.
Yes, we do. Numbers, please.
So US markets just come off a little bit, as I talked about, the market a bit negative. Dow Jones down 183 points, 0.37%, 49,297. The S&P 500 is down 0.9%, 63 points, 6883. And the NASDAQ is the one that's getting hit, 1.64% fall there, 378 points, 22,771. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 40 points, 10,846. The Nikkei was up 0.29%, 58,753. Shanghai Composite, relatively stable, 4146. The Aussies gained 0.5% overnight, 9175, the mark on the ASX 200. And we've had a good week, actually, on the NZX 50. Nice to see. Up 1.07% yesterday, 145 points, 13,670. Kiwi dollar, 0.5972 against the US. Look, against the Aussie, Mike, 0.8422. Cool. So it's cheap for Aussies to come here at the moment. They should be screaming in, shouldn't they? Good for tourism. The euro, 0.5065, 0.4424 against the pound, 93.26 Japanese yen. Gold, 5179. And Brent crude, still elevated, $71.92.
You have a great sense. Andrew Kelleher, a great weekend. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.